Burgers, the humble dish behind McDonald's success. But there's more to burgers than just grabbing them as a quick bite to eat through the drive-thru.
Here in Adelaide, we have so many restaurants specialising in burgers. But how do we know what's good or not?
To solve this ever-so-pressing issue, Packed Lunch's burger expert, Megan Roush, set out to find the top burger places in Adelaide.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I am a picky eater. Phew, that was so good to get off my chest. But I'm actually not ashamed of it. My condition has allowed me to have such a refined palate that now I just expect such a high standard from my food, especially burgers. And I really do love my burgers. The sauces, the lettuce, the bun are all just as important as that fat, juicy patty in the middle. Just the thought alone of the perfect burger just makes my mouth water. But I will admit, in my burger eating days, I have had some duds, but also some burgers that are as perfect as I imagine the Krusty Krab Krabby Patty to be.
Such perfection! From your little lettuce hair to your rosy ketchup cheeks, right down to your mustard smile, may I call you Patty?
Today, I decided to use my picky eater condition to help you and your future burger endeavours to find where the best burgers are in Adelaide. My first stop was the extremely hyped Nord Burger. The restaurant positions itself both as a takeaway burger joint as well as dining in. And it actually has more than one location, with restaurants at Norwood, Hindmarsh, Freeville and Chinatown. As I walked into the Chinatown restaurant, I had come in with quite high expectations and have only heard good things. But I had become sceptical as I first walked through the doors. At first glance, the restaurant could be mistaken as a typical Australian kebab store, with its open fry kitchen layout and booth seating along the walls, concrete tabletops and white brick walls. I know they were heading for a modern industrial vibe, but to some it may come off a little bit tacky. I sat down in one of the booths and looked over the menu. Their menu does strictly keep to burgers, and their sides include that of typical fries, nuggets and even tater tots. They also offer a large variety of milkshakes and some beers alongside the normal standard soft drinks. Initial thoughts on the menu was that they definitely had a variety in their burgers, from different variants of both their beef and chicken, and even catering to any veggies out there. For myself, I ordered the simple chicken burger, which was fried buttermilk chicken, lettuce, pickles, red onion and Delta sauce, with a side of fries with their fry sauce, and a chocolate milkshake. All up, my total came up to about $20-ish, which I wouldn't consider as too bad. My food arrived pretty quickly, following that takeaway vibe. The burger came on a basic metal tray, very much downplaying any level of fanciness. Clasping the bunned burger in my hands, I took my first bite and was pleasantly surprised. The chicken was perfectly crumbed, the sauce added just the right level of flavour, and the bun perfectly toasted. However, there was a tad bit of an overdose on the onion, which just isn't for me. With a pretty decently reasonable price point, quick service and the perfect sauce and bun, and a special mention to the wash-up area they had out the back, which was perfect as I had smeared all their sauce all over my hands, I would happily visit Nord Burger again. So I'm giving it 4.5 Krabby Patties out of 5.
Now that's a real Krabby Patty!
I was off to a good start on my burger tasting journey, so I decided to head out to yet another highly recommended restaurant, Carl's Jr. Originally an American drive-thru, the Adelaide Carl's Jr. has opened up to us Adelaideans. This time I opted for the drive-thru experience, which may have been a mistake. The menu boards looked pretty appealing, but I was overwhelmed by choice. But that's actually a positive for me, and I ended up going for the simple Big Carl. Two char-grilled patties, American cheese, lettuce and sauce. A pretty standard burger, and I would assume that it's a popular choice, as it's just kind of the Carl version of a double cheeseburger. Service and speed was as expected through the drive-thru, so no complaints there. But when I unwrapped my Big Carl, presentation was definitely lacking. Compared to the glamorous photos I had seen on the menu, I was really hoping for something close to that. And of course, I don't expect every drive-thru to have a perfect-looking burger, but I just had high expectations for this glorified American joint. My first bite was okay, but as I continued, it dawned on me how dry the charred grilled patty was, and just overall disappointment I had. For the price I paid, I would be better off sticking to McDonald's or Nord Burger for a better experience and taste. Unfortunately, Carl's Jr. is not for me. 2.5 Krabby Patties.
I call it the Nasty Patty.
So I've done some typical burger places, but I wanted to try out somewhere that isn't all about burgers, and just to see if these types of joints are up to my standards. Getting further out from the city, I tried my burger luck at Pickled Duck, which is situated in Modbury. Although they do takeaway orders and Uber Eats, I would say this place is more of a dine-in restaurant. From first walking in through the huge glass doors, I got a sense of how big the place is. With mainly indoor seating, but some outdoor, they would have no troubles with walk-ins. However, I did book ahead. Pickled Duck, similarly to Nordberger, has an open kitchen, but the overall restaurant is much, much larger. The interior, I would say, is basic. There isn't a particular look that the restaurant is going for, but all in all, I got positive vibes. The menu is really huge, from smoked duck to the classic snitty and pizza. If you're not feeling a juicy burger, you can definitely find something that will tickle your fancy. And that's not even mentioning their overly sweet vast range of desserts. But I must focus on the burgers. They offer a decent range, the typical beef and chicken, but even pulled pork and a vegan option. But what I liked the most was the fact I could create my own using their classic range. I selected a chicken burger with the usual lettuce, sauce and cheese, but I added on some extras, which was some avocado and egg. Now the burgers do come with a side of fries, but I would say that Pickled Duck prices are on the higher than average side. My burger with extra ended up costing me $21 alone, and that's without my chocolate milkshake on the side. My burger arrived on a wooden-style cutting board and chips filled in a mini-fryer-looking thing. So if you're expecting a decent amount of chips, you will be disappointed. Nevertheless, for a custom order, the burger came out exactly how I wanted it. The avocado was paired perfectly with the grilled chicken. The egg was expertly done as the yolk was still runny. A messy burger overall, but it came to be the best of them all. Although the burger was fit for gods, the price point and the minuscule amount of chips on the side did mean that there were some points lost. So I'm rating Pickled Duck at 4.5 Krabby Patties out of 5. So if you're looking for more than just our beloved Maccas and HJs, look no further than Nordberger and Pickled Duck, but maybe give Carl's Jr. a miss.
Reporter and fussy eater Megan Rausch finding you the best burger joints in Adelaide.
I love how Megan rated the burgers in Krabby Patties. I used to watch SpongeBob all the time. But in terms of those restaurants, I've only been to Nordberger and Carl's Jr., and I don't think Carl's Jr. deserves the flag. I loved the chicken tenders. So it's not a burger, but the chicken tenders at Carl's Jr., elite.
I've never been to Carl's Jr., but in saying that, I did see an ad for their burgers yesterday, and they looked good, so it made me pretty hungry. But I haven't been to Pickled Duck either. I've been to Nordberger, and I literally am obsessed. Their cheeseburger with tater tots, can't go past it. Definitely worth 4.5 Krabby Patties.